This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. You can also get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Oh, what is going on, people? What is going on? Man City 2, Palace 2, I'm alive. We have done it. 2-0 down to 2-2. Pep is in the mud from who? Roy Hodgson. I'm joined by Patrick here as well to discuss that game and more. But as always, like, subscribe. It's going to be a good show. The lines will be open where you can join us, have your say. If you're watching a replay, leave down your comments in the comment section down below. We'll try to go through as much as we can. We have done it. Thank you, all the Arsenal fans and Liverpool fans. You can come through.
You're welcome. Yeah, you're welcome. Come through.
You can come through. It's a safe space. You can say thank you to us. But what a game. I mean, there's still a lot that happened in that game, but we got it done, Patrick. And look, I'm just over the moon. I'm actually over the moon. I can't even talk right now. Just talk to me, Patrick. Talk to me. Let me just calm down for a bit. Tool, City away from home. What was that? What was the last 10 to 15 minutes?
All right. So before you go crazy, let's not give Roy too much credit. I mean, we tried to do that pre-show. Listen, he made the changes he made because he had to. That starting lineup was as bad as I've ever seen in the Premier League side. So, but credit to Ozo, Ahamada, França, and a little bit to Eze. He didn't really have to do much on that. On coming on and changing the match, because the first 70 minutes were awful to watch. We were in a low block, five in the back, one in attack. That's a song, by the way. I think someone is five in the back, one in attack. Yeah. But let me tell you something, man. Seriously, credit to the following players. Dean Henderson, by the way. First game Premier League for Palace. Playing, you see, a little bit injured. Played really well. Kept us in the game. Credit to Jean-Philippe Mateta, Michael Olyse, our only outlets for 70 minutes. And the Mateta, by the way, should have drawn a red card, not a yellow card. We get to that because that was a red card to me. He's one-on-one with the keeper, gets tackled, should have been a red card, gave him a yellow, whatever. Olyse all day was a threat, credit to him. But then credit to Jeffrey Schlupp for getting us back in that match with a great run and a great cross for Mateta. And then again, Ahamada comes on. França, I've said it, and I'll say it again, play the damn kids, Roy. I'm begging you. I don't care if we lose or draw. Play the kids, Roy. I'm begging you, okay? If this doesn't show you anything, Presser better be praised for the subs, praise for the kids, praise for David Ozo. Oh, my days. What a performance by a kid. But again, he comes on because of injury. But I don't care. I beg you, Roy, please play the kids. What a comeback. I was in shock. I was laughing. Usually I cry when we come back. I was laughing. That was too funny to come back. Olyse, what a penalty. What a result, D. And yes, people, I'm back. I'm back in America, but I'm back.
What an intro. You see, you was the jinx. When you came over here,
I was.
But now you're back. Everything's back to normal. But look. Let's start off with the kids, because honestly, there wasn't that much to talk about. We'll talk about Henderson as well in terms of defense and all of that. But the game changer was the kids, and let's not act like Roy hasn't actually criticized the kids.
I mean, exactly.
I know we'll tell you afterwards, but I forgot what game it was when I think it was France or Hamada came on, and he basically said that they made us worse as a team. And he's had them comments.
I don't remember the game. It doesn't matter.
He's been heavily critical of them. But today, who saved us? The kids. Look, it's not rocket science. When things are not working on the pitch with the players that you got now, and you continuously keep trying the same thing over and over and over and over again, nothing's going to change. It's the same thing over and over again. And that's why it was getting boring watching Palace. It was boring because it's like, we know who's going to start. We know it's going to be shut up down the left. We know who's going to start through the middle. Ozil came on today. What a change. What a change. He doesn't look out of place. He's always physically looked ready. Now, I'm not saying start David Ozil for the next 15 to 20 games.
Right.
No.
I agree.
Chance. Yep. We've been struggling to score goals that create chances. Why is he not having more cameos coming off the bench? Look at him today. All of the youngsters that came on today, Elise was already started. França, Ozo, Eze came on for a few minutes. But the main difference was those players that we haven't trusted all along. Now, I wouldn't have a problem with Roy if he actually gives them chances and we actually go for it.
100%.
Now, this is a big if. This is a big if. If he changes his mind towards them, which I don't know if he will, and he gives them more opportunities, I can guarantee you we create more chances, we have more positive results, we are much happier coming on here week after week. We will be. Because we will have attackers in place that can actually cause damage. We need to give the youth a chance. We need to. They paid us, they gave us literally the lifeline today. And now, from here onwards, give them more opportunities. Please, Roy. I know some people, I know Patrick, we'll talk about Roy in a bit more detail towards the end of the show. I know your thoughts haven't changed. My thoughts hasn't changed as well, because one game is brilliant. This comeback is amazing. But it's about what happens. This is amazing. It's about what happens now. What happens now? Is there going to be a change in terms of the thought process towards some of these players that haven't been getting opportunities that we've been saying?
Has to be a change.
Now, if there isn't and the same things happen over again, then we'll see. But I think we'll revert back to, you know, same old results and same old performances. But this should be an eye-opener. This should be an eye-opener. This could arguably save Roy's job for a long run, or actually, you know, cost him as well, because Parrish has seen it, the fans have seen it. You give the youth a chance, the youth will give you something in return. So now it's up to Roy now. I think the future is all up to Roy, but whether he will actually make those changes, that's up to him. But today, credit to the team. I mean, defensively, let's start off with that. Five at the back, but for me, I always thought it would be seven at the back. It'll be at least a Mateta and Schlupp trying to create something by themselves. Exactly. And I'll be honest, Patrick, just quickly talking about the first half. First half was, it was very lame. And I just thought it was done and over with, even though City weren't playing at the greatest.
Now, listen, they toyed with us in that first half. I mean, I had some, like I was watching the game. Again, I knew I was going to come on with you, D, so I was, like, wrote some stuff down. But in the first 30 minutes, City had 16 touches in the box. We had zero touches in the box, first half an hour. Possession, 75% for City, 25% for Palace. And shots, 8 for City and 1 for us. So the first 30 minutes were a joke. But again, I get it. It's City away. My whole issue was, as you just said, to play that side, we basically had like 8 defenders, because basically Jairo's a defender, Schlupp's a defender, and we have, you know, obviously Richards and Mitchell and Anderson and Gahey and Ward. So for me, I get it. But the low block was so low today. We sat back so deep. We gave ourselves no chance. Even in the pass under Roy, even, when you had Townsend and Zaha, you had the opportunity to catch him on a break. Today, he decided they were going to play 9 men behind the ball, get the ball to Elise if he can, break it out to Mateta. And by the way, people on here who criticize Mateta, and I get it, that man played really, really well today. Held the ball up, should have gotten a red card on the keeper, got a penalty, scored a goal. By the way, let's look at Mateta's goals that he scored for Palace in his career. Brighton, Millwall, Liverpool, Man City.
Big goals. This is a big goal.
Big goals. Leicester last year.
He scored the big goals, but when you need him in those like in the regular games where you just need that goal to, you know, have that chances. He doesn't appear. But then again, I don't want to talk about negatives about
Matheus. No, we're not doing it. Yeah, yeah.
Today as well. But the first half, yeah. I agree with your assessment. I just felt like we didn't have a game plan in first half to attack.
Exactly. We'll
just defend. And for me, right. I don't mind defending if we have something to counter it in attack as well, which we didn't have. And in the second half, and honestly, where I think it changed was that chance that happened out of nowhere. And, you know, Mateta gets that goal. Then afterwards, we actually go for it. We give Ahmed Elise a try. And that's what changes it. Like, when you actually want to do something and score a goal, if you put the players out there and take the risks, then sometimes it will pay off like this. But the problem is, I don't think we'll be taking enough risks this season. And that's why we're in the position we're in. And that's why a lot of fans have been frustrated. But let's bring on the guests today. Of course, there's going to be different of opinions, but hopefully everyone will be happy. Let's bring on Bollocks first.
Hello.
What's up? I've seen that at the bottom. What do you make of it?
I was just going to start off talking about Pep, is that he just took it for granted. I don't know why I missed Kyler, by the way. What's going on here? But anyway, my new mobile. But no, I think Pep just thought the game was done and dusted. He took it for granted. I remember Klopp saying something when he first came in the country, and he said, in Germany, if it's 2-0, the game is done with. And he learned a hard way a couple of times at Liverpool that it's not. And he crept more and more into the game. Grealish basically became their left back. And I think it was very bizarre that he had Stones warming up before the penalty at the end to come on for, I think it was Lewis. And I thought, okay, well, he's going to change that now and he's going to put on some more attacking players. But he just brought on Stones to see out the 2-2. I think even he was a little bit worried that had that game gone a bit longer, me wanting an ascendancy. But I think, yeah, the lineup was probably about as close as you could do to not getting fined. Like Holloway had at Blackpool that time where he got fielded an uncompetitive team before a cup game or something and the league fined him, or was it the cup? The other way around, I can't remember. But I thought that was about as close as you could do it without getting in trouble. And I kind of saw why he was doing it. I was surprised he risked Mitchell. I'm surprised that he risked Elise. But I suppose it's to get them fit for the Brighton match. But I do kind of see his logic in just going, you know what, let's just write this off. But City just got complacent. They didn't keep attacking at 2-0. They just passed around the back and they got what they deserved, really. And it just sort of fell for us. You just wonder what would have happened if the keeper being sent off like he should have been.
But Chris,
go on, Patrick.
Yeah, Chris, you said that you know why he's set up that way, but why? If it's a free hit, we got nothing to lose. I get you don't want to risk Eze, but why not start Ahmada and Franz from the beginning? Why not just try it? Because you have nothing to lose. If you're going to lose the game anyway, and you're going to sit him on a low block, I'd rather have more outlets. Again, he only had Mateta and Olise. For me, I love Gyro. I think he had like 70 touches the entire game. He did nothing all game. Why did he start? It made no point. Start Ahmed over him for one. The other one was, again, to go five in the back. You don't need five in the back. You're going to defend anyway. You just have to start Klein and Ward. So again, and I'm telling you, that game changed on Ward's injury. If he doesn't get injured, yeah, it doesn't come on. It probably doesn't end up that way. So we can praise Roy all you want. I don't understand why he's so negative. Again, it's a free hit. Just go for it, you know? And it showed the fact that we got the 2-2.
Sorry, it's only tongue in cheek. The only thing he's greater than Pep on is probably his age and maybe his hair, just about. But no, I can't really judge. I'm with you. Like, it probably wasn't, nothing was going to happen. Again, I even thought the subs that he left a bit later than he needed to, because there were signs that City were just thinking this is done and dusted.
The place, yeah.
We need a bit of luck all our way. I was thinking any other way to score. Like, had we scored another way from open play for our last goal, VAR would have found a way to call it back from a foul 4 years ago that we did at the Etihad or something and void it. But he had to give that penalty because it was just a clear penalty. And I couldn't believe Elise.
Well, two things. One, Ozo was right in there too. Ozo actually was fouled and then Mateta was fouled. And I'm with you, though. The fact that Mateta scored last week versus Liverpool and Eze's on the pitch, got to give a credit. Same way I gave credit to Mateta last week for having the guts to take the kick. But Ozo to take that kick in that pressure and to score that way was brilliant. So, I mean, that was really great to see. Credit to him again.
And toward the end of the game, it was a brilliant run from France as well. I mean, we could have... Well, it's a big if, but we're gonna. If the ball went to Mateta's feet, then you never know. He could have had another opportunity. We could have actually won that game. Man, we ended the game in terms of the stats, which is
which is wild to me. But we ended the game, I believe, better XG than City. Yes, we did. Our XG, according to Overscore, was 1.77. City's was 1.40. Now, Chris, what was it? What is it? Just simply the U? Was it the system change? Or what do you think it was? What changed so significantly? Because in the first half, our XG, just to put in comparison, 0.07. Like 0.07. That was our XG.
We had 007, James Bond. Target. Yeah,
and in the second half, our XG went from 0.07 to 1.70, nearly two goals. So what was it, Chris?
No, it's someone was mentioning, I can't remember if it was me first debuted Richards in a holding midfield recently, but I don't think the scouts would have known anything about it. It was the same sort of thing. Like, they wouldn't know anything about Ozo, they wouldn't know anything about Hamada, and they wouldn't know anything about França. Exactly. So Walker was thinking, I'm faster than pretty much any player in the world, and all of a sudden France leaves him on his arse. And I don't know, how, but that wasn't even a free kick, but it was at a point where France got kicked about four times. The ref just didn't give him a free kick, but that's nothing now. But it could be a turning point. It could all go wrong again next on Thursday. Who knows?
Yeah, I want to add something though, Dee and Chris. I actually wrote this down during the match. So one of the commentators said that 84th minute, Palace were now pressing higher and engaging higher because we had dropped off quite a bit earlier. And then once we got that goal at 76th minute, we started to press higher. So I will give credit to Roy. We're not going to press higher and engage higher unless he tells us to. So credit to him for that. But why not earlier in the match is my only thing, you know, because I get that Man City, and Man City is phenomenal. But we dropped off so deep that first 70-odd minutes. It was embarrassing. It was like, you know, it was like men against boys for a lot of time. But again, Roy definitely changed the tactics at around 70th minute, I would say.
So what do we do now? Looking at the Brighton game, Chris, what do we take from this game to that game? What needs to change? What should we continue? Patrick said before we started the stream that we should start the Brighton game with the team that ended it. Do you think that's right?
100%.
I think that'd be nice. That'd be good, but I don't see it, but it'd be good. But because Stock came off, of course, so Stock have to start. But it's like today, it's a case of what has been the difference so many times this season. We've been narrowly in the game still, and he's not done either rest of players or gone for it. And then he's kind of left it 10 minutes too late to do either. And as Patrick said, he was forced into it today. Maybe it'll open his eyes. I don't know. I mean, he's stubborn. He's done this for years and years. But that's so many times this season that we've still been in the game, but we've not really gone for it. And then Pep did what Roy would have done today. He's just been on a holding midfielder for centre back / holding midfielder, which is which surprised me.
Yeah. Look, hopefully we can come on here with smiles against Brighton, and hopefully this is the point where our season kind of changes and we actually go for a bit more, less scared. But now the question's up there. Now we'll see against Brighton. I mean, this game was good. Performance against Liverpool was also good as well. The result against this game was good. Now it's about, you know, getting something, because Brighton game is massive. It's massive. We need to make sure something out of that game, because look, we still didn't win today. It's good to get a point. I didn't expect us to win, but it's very good for us to get a point. But Brighton, if we go for it, if we do get 3 points, that would be a massive, massive turning point for us, hopefully. We'll see what happens. But look, Chris, pleasure talking to you.
Cheers for having me on. Take care.
Pleasure, Chris. Take care, my friend.
Yeah, look, Patrick, the HG stats are wild. Like 0.07 in the first half compared to, I know the penalty boost that as well, but still, like, we did have more chances. Not just a penalty, we scored two goals in the second half, and the first one wasn't even a penalty. Do you think he will change it? Or is it a case of just waiting? Do you think that there could be something that goes into his head today saying, you know what, we've been struggling, we actually have to go for a bit more? Do you think he might change and give these players more opportunities after today?
I don't think they'll stop. But if he doesn't play them as proactive subs, 60 minutes, whatever, I'm going to be furious, D. I mean, I'm not saying that they should start, because I know he's not going to do that. But they don't come on as regular subs now going forward. And if, God forbid, we rotate the squad, because, again, we've got a lot of fixes coming up in the next couple of weeks. If he doesn't decide, okay, you know what, Ozo did well, I'll start him next game, because you don't have Doucouré, you don't have Lerma, I'm going to be furious. I'm not saying, again, that he should start Ahamada and França and Ozo. I would love them to, but they've got to get into the rotation, man, because you're killing the squad, bruv. You're killing them, man. And now today, Ward goes up injured. I mean, again, I get the issues in the past of we haven't spent money, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm telling you, if you use some of the kids, again, you've seen again, Ahamada today, France, Ozo, maybe even Teo at some point, we can survive. But to watch the same old nonsense, man, it's ridiculous. So I really hope that he sees the light. He says something positive in the post-match. And then, you know, these kids get some confidence. Like I told you, I was there live watching France and the buoy warm up. They looked like they were so done. The fact that France came on today and got confidence, maybe that boosts him up a bit. You know what I mean? So hopefully, go get a buoy, by the way. He didn't play today. Boy can get some minutes too. Why not? He can get on the pitch.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, you know what it is? It's not just that these players will get a confidence boost from the minutes and, you know, have a feel for it, but it will also help the players that are on the pitch that are starting, because that's why we get so many injuries. Like, we have so many games back to back, and these players are just getting literally rinsed out. We are making sure that we get every single penny that we pay for them week in, week out, and we're not using the alternative options. Now, if we do use the France and Hamada's a bit more, like we did today, then, you know, we can have that rotation. We don't have to play players for 90 minutes week in, week out. We can have that, you know, you can have a rest for 15, 20 minutes. You don't have to push yourself because you're knackered. We can aggravate injuries. It helps the squad overall, not only the youngsters, but also the senior players.
Do you know what, dude? I just realized today, by the way, I think it's the first time Mateta's played 90 minutes under Roy, a full 90. You know that? I'm pretty sure. Maybe in the league, maybe the cup again. Plymouth, he might have played the whole, he did Plymouth. But I'm guaranteed.
I remember we scored a goal against Brighton.
Was that a full 90?
I don't know if he played full 90 then.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the first time. But anyway, so whatever.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I need to check that up. But let's bring on the next guest, Rich. Rich, how you doing?
My guy.
Talk to me.
My guy.
The
youth. My guy.
Again.
Play the youth.
Honestly, I think everything you lot have said so far has been spot on. David Ozo, by the way, he's ready.
Man child. Yep.
Don't send him back to the academy. He doesn't need to be down there. He is ready. He was brilliant when he came on. I have to say, even Ahamada, when he eventually became the sole DM, he did well. Yeah. I know. It was brave, and that's the thing with Roy. Please, just be brave from now on.
Yeah,
you were brave for 20 minutes. You thought, listen, this is done for.
Yeah,
and exactly. You went for it.
Nothing and to lose.
We outplayed City for. After we scored the first goal, they did keep the ball well. To be fair to them,
yeah,
is what you would expect. But we created better chances. I don't think apart from the Vardiol chance. Everything was long distance.
Yeah.
Every opportunity they had pretty much was long distance. Grealish had got, he did that very well, by the way. Very, very good goal from Grealish.
Yeah.
You know, but it's just all about us being brave. We were brave against Liverpool. We were brave for the final 20 minutes today. And we're reaping results from it, you know? Now, this is where I do criticize the tactical side of it all. You should know from City don't like playing when footballs are not long behind their back line.
Exactly.
But we dropped off too deep to even amount a sort of an attack, you know?
Yeah.
So if we'd pushed up 5-10 yards in the first half, granted we may be a threat, in behind. But I think with them not having Haaland, I think them having that low block works for them because their technical players get on the ball in those tight spaces. If we had a higher line against them,
Grealish,
there's not going to be much running behind from them. There's no Doku, there's no Haaland. So I think we could have been a bit braver, you know? But with me saying this is Man City, so don't kill me too much. You know what I mean?
Not too long ago.
Francis said today,
talk to me.
Kyle Walker,
talk to me.
Don't go anywhere.
By the way, this is Kyle Walker, you know, like Kyle Walker. Yeah,
England for best right back in the world. Exactly.
Yeah, in my opinion, he's one of the best that we've seen in the Premier League. He's an excellent right back. Yeah. How long he's been doing it for?
Mateta is finally going back to using his size to his advantage as well. Putting his body about.
Rich, credit to him today. He held the ball up. He linked up. He scored the goal. Drew the penalty. On the keeper. I'm tired of hearing people slander. He's not Haaland. We get that. He hasn't scored a bunch of goals. But give him a little bit of credit because you know what? In certain matches, he showed. And today, without Edouard out there, we needed to show up against C. And he did it, man. Credit to Mateta, man. I want in the chat. I want people calling in. Give the guy some praise, man. Seriously.
Right. Yeah, and he's scoring the
goals. I know you're trying to call me Patrick indirectly.
What happened?
I'm just going to mention my name, but I could say
No. Listen, we had a healthy debate last season. It's okay, man. We're good, man. I'm good. No. It is what it is. No one individual. Just in general, give the man his property. He deserves it today. Paid really
credit,
well.
Credit when credit's due, exactly. Rich, yeah.
Do you know what's crazy, though?
Yeah. Go on.
We could have won the game.
Yeah.
I know, right?
I like that. Which maybe should have done a bit better in that moment. We could have potentially won it. Like, we could have, I think Mateta would have scored from there. I'll be honest. Yeah. I could have seen, like, if Fletcher's feet,
but
I
could have seen it from there. You know what? On that, I think Elise should have been a little bit more clever, because if he knows that Mateta's full speed, maybe Elise could have just held off a bit, because he literally went behind Elise as well. So if he had just held his run a little bit, he might have got shot off. But that was all just because Francis said, I'm going to run past you. I don't care that you're England number one. I'm going to run past you.
Yeah. But Rich, I just want to ask you on that. From the moment he came on against Newcastle, I could tell that this kid is brave. And yeah, that's why I do want him to play. When 100%. When we're struggling to create chances, cool. Sometimes it might not work out. Sometimes he might make a silly pass. But yeah, let him learn. The one thing I've noticed, he came on against Newcastle. We're like 3-0 down or 2-0 down, whatever. We're struggling. He takes a shot from 30 yards out. I don't see anyone else having the courage to do that. Like, Fraser has, from that moment onwards, I've realised every time he comes on, he is willing to try something. Even if it doesn't work out, he's going to try it. He has that bravery. And that's what baffles me, why he hasn't been playing more often. Maybe that bravery kind of backfires because he's a bit more wild flair. You know, he comes on, he causes problems, he might go a bit more out of the structure.
But the thing is, though, Roy should know, listen, we're deploying the system. Now that we've got Lerma in, and obviously, I know Dakar is injured, but those are the two players that can cover those fullback positions. That's why we got the likes of Lerma, because Dakar was doing it all by himself last season. So we got Lerma in, we're thinking, brilliant. That's our back six sorted. Let the front four play. Just let them play. But it's all defensive. Now, you know what? Bless him. He's done well when he come on. He's not going to start this game because Jordan, now he's going to be back anyway. And to be fair to him, Ali does deserve his place. But these substitutions just need to happen sooner. That's all. I think he should start getting regular 30 to 40 minute stints. You know, and that's what they're doing, lighten the load on the players, because we're just picking up too many injuries. Why? They're overworked. They're overworked in training.
Yeah, exactly. I said that as well. I think they are. And if you give these cameos, then it eases that pressure of the senior players as well. But Rich, you haven't been happy with watching as well. For you, what needs to change from here onwards for you to say, you know what? Okay, that's fine. Or is it damage is too much done now? What do you want to see from here onwards? Today is a positive.
I just want him to be braver. And not against the Liverpools and the Cities. Because those are the ones we're going like, yeah, we don't really care about those games. Whatever happens.
Right. Mm. Good point.
Yeah.
Brighton will be the perfect example, because as much as they are higher in the table, they've not kept a clean sheet. Right. And they're not the same Brighton as last season.
And we're home.
Last season's Brighton was crazy. They haven't been as good this season. So here's a proper opportunity now to right the wrongs of the Everton, the Forest, the Fulham, the Lutons, the Bournemouth. Here's your chance now to put that right. Put the performance that we did against Liverpool and the last 20 minutes of City, we win on Thursday.
Well, what I'll say is that this result, draw, makes up for the Bournemouth loss at least. So we weren't supposed to get anything out of this game. I mean, we didn't get 3 points, but at least a point out of this makes up for not getting at least one out of Bournemouth. So now we're going to make up for the Luton result at some point. You know what I mean? So there's good in that. But again, Rich makes a great point, man. Listen, man, I agree with you. Just be brave. And again, trust the kids, man, and play them, because we've got nothing to lose. We're 15th. Yeah. We're not going anywhere, right?
No.
Probably won't go down, hopefully. So let's try the kids, because I'll tell you what. Ozo, brilliant today. France, brilliant. Ahmed, a solid, man. Let them play. Give them a chance. Let's see what our future looks like. All right?
Look, Rich, I know you have to go.
Last thing for me before I go. Just obviously Tom Locke here, man. Hopefully he's okay.
Yeah, that was terrible.
I saw that.
Awesome praise. I know the game got abandoned. Apparently he is... he suffered a cardiac arrest. I know he had
he had the one in the final, I remember.
But awesome prayers, and hopefully
yeah, hopefully, you know, the gets all the help that he needs, because yeah, that must not be easy seeing your teammate more than anything, your friend just, you know, clap to the picture.
100%.
But look, Rich, great having you on, bro. Hopefully you'll catch up with you again. Pleasure, you know, to not fast from here onwards.
Pleasure, Rich.
Roll on Thursday. Big up.
Roll on Thursday.
Right, buddy, take care.
That was Rich having to say it. And yeah, get well soon to Tom Lockyer. Of course, suffered a cardiac arrest. I think there was an update on him, which I'll quickly read out before. Cardiac arrest. He was responsive when being taken off by a stretcher. He's now in hospital and stable. So thankfully, and with his family as well. Further tests are now happening. So it was a scare, but at least he's stable. He's with his family. And, you know, of course, we've seen it in the past as well. It is a scary moment. So prayers up to him as well, people. Let's bring on Roy's biggest fan, Patrick. Next. Patrick, today you must be happy, man. You must be happy. We needed that.
I'm happy. I'm Roy's biggest fan, but I got to be honest. I was sitting here with my youngest son, and we're putting up my Charlie Brown Christmas tree, as I call it. He's watching the game more than I am because I just anticipate it being a loss. I watched it once Ozil came on, and to me, not Ozil, I'm sorry, young midfielder, Ozil, am I pronouncing his name?
And Ahamada.
Ozil.
First half? Yeah, the first half.
Yeah, it was Ozil. David Ozil came on. David Ozil.
Right, yeah. Okay. So what I noticed immediately with him, he's, what, 18 going on 25? I mean, the physicality he plays with. And we started pressing a little higher up the pitch, Mateta, Ozil, I mean, started kind of bullying him, not bullying him, but bumming him off, you know, off the ball. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, we got to play the kids going the rest of the way. I mean, you know, the Hamadas, the Francas, there's no point playing the same old guys. Like you were, what was it with Rich saying that Ozil wasn't going to start next week because IU's going to take the spot? Is that what he was saying earlier?
They'll probably drop Schlupp into midfield probably, and then it will be Olise and Ayew out wide. That's what's going to happen. It's going to happen. Ayew's back in the lineup,
and it shouldn't, because he's ready to play now. He played a little bit under Vieira. I mean, it was that second half. We're sitting there watching it. I'm like, I'm still saying, how did this happen? Why didn't we press higher up the pitch earlier in the game? We could have won that game easily. Not easily. We could have won that game though. Because passing still is an issue. I still think they got to work on that, because a couple of those long balls over the top in the first half, if they just a little bit on target, Mateta and Elise's breaking. So I, you know, but all in all, good result. We can't complain about the performances the last 3 weeks. No way.
Yeah.
And to me, the biggest deal of the game was the fact that Matthews did not have to play.
We'll talk about Dean Henderson. What do you make of Dean Henderson's Well, it's not his debut because he came on, but his full debut. He played 9 minutes, his full nine minutes for Palace. What do you make of it? I thought it was very positive. And in terms of like the stats for him, let me just bring up again. Apparently, he prevented 1.94 goals. So basically, laying off two goals. That's what he prevented, whilst he also conceded two goals.
He did have a solid game. I think he's a little rusty, obviously. He made a couple of good things. The first goal, I don't think he could have done anything to stop Grealish's shot, but that goal itself could have been prevented. I forget who fell asleep on there. I don't know if that was Gahey or Anderson went the double team, the pass slipped through.
Ward got nutmegged on that goal, by the way, the first goal. Yeah. Just so you know, got nutmegged on that first goal.
So how long are you thinking Ward's going to be out? And I mean, I don't ever want to see anybody get hurt, but I wasn't entirely mad that he wasn't playing. I think
no idea. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't even know what was wrong with him. What did they say?
He stretched, and it's his hamstring.
Let's say he is fit. Is there a valid point to say, you know what, he struggled against City, he had to come off. Let's give him an extra rest against Brighton, and let's try experiment someone else. Do you think this would be it?
I say you rest on the rest of the year, but that's me being sarcastic. No, I want to see. I don't know if that was a back three they used today with Klein and
Metro. Back five.
I kind of like to see that, honestly. I think Metro had a positive game. Klein's played okay the last couple of weeks. Rich
played really well, I thought, the last two games. Liverpool and City today played really well, I thought. Solid.
Yeah, and I think with Richards in there, we're, and I said this last year, we're a better defensive team with him in there. When Vieira was coaching, I think his partner, when Anderson was out, and he did very well with Gehi. That could free up Gehi a little bit. Not Gehi, I'm sorry. Free up Anderson a little bit more on the ball.
Right.
So I would like them. They're not going to do this, you know, but I would like them stick with that back five because you could always turn that into a three and it's wingbacks.
You've been Roy's number one fan, but have you been? So let's talk about just in general about Roy Hodgson and results and the performances. Have you raised questions or have you been a bit more doubtful of him up and recently before, you know, the City game or so? Or have you still had faith?
No, when they lost to Bournemouth, he should go. I still believe that. I'm his biggest fan, but he should go. Because
you still believe he should go? What needs to change for you to say, you know what? You should stay. Is it you have to see 3-4 games of positive performance and results? Or is regardless? What needs to change?
I think he's gonna stay regardless. I don't think they're gonna get rid of him, especially after the last two performances. They're not gonna happen. It's just how many times do you have to play the same players, run them into the ground, they get hurt with no results? You know, this team needs administratively, we could be on that all day, but it just needs an injection of life, and kids bring life. Positive or negative, they bring life. And you got guys with pace, Hamada, Ozil, I mean, guys, like new guys. Franco, I'm sorry. He needs to do that. I said last year, Roy doesn't play young kids. But young kids get better under him, which is an oxymoron. But when he's forced to play them, Wan-Bissaka, different guy like Mitchell, you know, he's better for it. It's just Eze, because he didn't bring Eze in right away after we spent the money on him, if you remember. He bled him in. So, you know, but I just think I finally just – he's 77. One of the things I was concerned about is a lot of his press conferences, just the things he says. It's just then he's apologizing to the fans a couple times. It's time. Like he said yesterday, I believe that was quoted. This is his last season at Crystal Palace. Are you saying what he wants?
That's
not what I want to hear from him. But if the players can get behind him and he has a good run the rest of the way and we don't lose any more players and make them and they actually give him a few, let's ride with it. But the Bournemouth, there's no excuse for that. Those string of performances there. Coaching-wise.
DN Pat, I want to just share with you Dean Henderson's quote after the game. It's actually a very good quote. Yeah. He said, "It was an unbelievable result. To get a draw is fantastic. I love every minute of being back on the pitch. We're all pulling in the right direction. There's a great team spirit here. Obviously, we've got injuries, but people are filling in holes. And the young lads are coming off the bench. Everyone to a man was unbelievable today."
I would say that he's right on point and Roy should listen to that.
I agree.
There's really no other way to put it. Look, I don't like to talk negative about a guy I respect immensely. You know that. I was happy he came back. Thrilled at the results at the end of last year. I was thrilled with the beginning of the season because I didn't think we'd be that good anyway. But when you start dropping to Bournemouth, and last time I checked, Bournemouth was losing to Luton. I don't know what happened after the guy had the cardiac arrest.
Yeah, it got abandoned.
It was? Okay. But we can't come up with effort like that. And I tell you, I said it all year. With Lerma to me just started playing well. Because I think when they started advancing him more up the pitch, I think maybe a little too defensive. I mean, I thought if you start opening up competition for spots, some of these young guys can start taking them. You know, I don't think I don't think a lot of our midfield has been as good this year as it should have been. On paper, it looks great. You have Eze, Lerma, and Decore. But I don't think as a unit they played terrific this year. I'm all for change. Bring them in. We have nothing to lose. Bring them in. Let them play. At least, like you said, Patrick, off the bench. There's no excuse why these guys can't come off the bench now. Significant.
There's none. Exactly. Halftime changes, 60th minute, occasional start. Again, because there's no reason why. Again, you could play out the squad being thin all you want. It's not as thin as you make it out to be if you don't play who you have.
You
haven't played Eboué at all. He hasn't gotten any shine. But you've got Rezeki coming back. You've got Ozil now. We know he can play. You've got Ahamada, you got France, and again, you got Teo on the bench today for the first time in a while.
Who's fit.
So I don't want to hear about injury. I don't want to hear about the transfer market. We have enough depth there. If you rotate the squad properly, it can work.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And I'm gonna just, I just want to leave it on this. Even I think we're just going to get loans in January, so no need for all of us to get
whatever.
No, exactly. to get worked up this year. But I tell you, at the end of the year, if Roy actually plays these youngsters and they get significant minutes and they're ready to compete for starting spots next year or key spots coming off the bench, and we've gotten Elise Eze re-signed, if they can somehow get Gahee re-signed. Then you got to look at it, is it been a bad year? Because
that's a big if. Would you play these youngsters? Like, we've done it today, but that's why, of course, we're all happy and stuff. But if we want to get a bit serious, look, he's being critical of the youngsters. And he's apologized, albeit he's apologized. But for me, he's apologized far too many times this season. But he has been critical of the youngsters. He did say when France Almada came, I can't mention exact game because it doesn't come to my head. But I can say that we got worse as a team when it came on. So let's see what happens after this game. I haven't seen his quotes, but it needs to be a shift. There needs to be a shift from Roy for him to have more trust in these youngsters now.
Wasn't the whole point getting rid of Roy to start a new, quote, revolution and bringing on youngsters and getting young talent? Okay, use your own young talent. Imagine that. You spent $26 million on Franca. Play him. You know, that's the only way you're going to know if he's any good.
And today he's done a job. Today he's done a job. So let's see. Let's see if he gets more opportunities. But look, Patrick, great talk to you as always. I hope we can catch up with you again soon.
Definitely. Merry
Take
Christmas
care, Patrick.
To you.
Oh, yeah. Happy holiday, my friend. Merry Christmas. Take care, my friend.
Okay. Let's now bring on Tim, who's been waiting for a while. Tim, finally got a result. Finally, what a comeback. Talk to me, Tim. Talk to me. What was it today? Where did we go wrong?
Well, you guys said it. I mean, I'm sorry, my voice is hoarse, but I'm saying essentially what you guys were saying. Patrick, I'm not even joking. Like, I'm sitting here, I'm watching the screen, and like minute 60, and I'm yelling at the screen. Where are the subs?
Exactly.
Get me the youth. Get exactly. Do something.
Exactly.
It was so maddening, D. And I do agree. Like, I don't want to rehash what you guys have already said. I thought the first half was dire. I didn't like it at all. I thought Ozo was brilliant. I thought that Franca was a real threat. I think we got to see what could be our future front line in Franca and Elise on the right side. I mean, we don't know if Mateta is going to be our striker, but I agree with you, Patrick. He was terrific today. He absolutely exposes Foden was incredibly naive, and give credit to JP. He keeps running. He is bombing for that ball, for it. And Foden's not looking. He's not paying attention. He kicks out. It's a stone cold penalty. And that's just Mateta hustling for that ball. I have to ask huge though, amounts of credit.
After last week, anybody think they weren't going to call the penalty on VAR? Going to say what the penalty? That was fake. There's no way it's a penalty.
At halftime, I was so pissed off about what I just witnessed in terms of our lack of attacking intent that I wasn't even really thinking about a penalty. But then when I thought about it, when I had the time and a few minutes to spare talking about a penalty, look at the Liverpool game and look at this game. I mean, if there isn't a bias or agenda that's being put out there in terms of to help a title race keep going, then I don't know what else you have to see. The Liverpool game, now this. I mean, how on earth is that not sending off? He was literally the last man and the goalkeeper just literally took him out. Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. Liverpool game and this game, like, they want these teams to be in a title race. Well, yeah. It's fine. We don't get a red card. We don't get a penalty. We'll just go score 2 goals. Anyways, I mean,
it's possible.
We didn't get a red card, but we still scored the 2 goals, naturally. So,
I mean, D, it's possible. I'm way too cynical, but once the yellow card comes out and it's not the red, I'm like, well, you know, yeah. Because I just kind of expected that. So it's possible I just got a little too cynical on that. I'm not going to argue that you're wrong. That could easily have been a sending off. But I do want to give a couple of quick thoughts here. I thought Franca was just terrific. I thought Ozo was outstanding. I fully agree with Rich. Don't send him back to the under 21s. Please, for the love of God, let's start him. And what's so nice to see is that when he comes on and Richards moves back to his natural central center back position, right, everything gets better. I love Richards. Look, I am such a huge fan of Chris Richards, but he's a center back. And when you let him play center back, he started when this is the problem I've had with Richards in midfield, guys, is that when he's in midfield, he is very uncomfortable looking to make a progressive pass. He's always passing backwards. When he's a center back, he started looking for Ozo. He started looking for Ahamada coming back. He started looking for Elise. He started looking for Kleine going up the right side, which is, I mean, he's just playing his position, which was great to see. But I thought Franca was terrific. I thought Ozo was terrific. I'll also say this. This is not really meant to be a hot take, guys, but this does not excuse for me that we do need, I don't think we need to go crazy, but I still want to see some movement in January. I expect loans. I'm fine with loans. Use the loans. But I do want to see more. I want to see us link with players. I want to see us shopping where we think we can get some deals. I also want us to be playing the youth. I don't want us, let me put it this way. This is a great result, and I am over the moon. This is amazing. And I love every second of it. And it's even better is that I'm getting all these slacks from like the Liverpool fans and the United fans and all the my friends here in the States. You're like, wow, I guess I'm a United fan next week. Like, I don't care about that. Just can we please pour one out for the youth at Crystal Palace Football Club? Anyway, all of that aside, I want to see, I think, progress is a two-pronged thing, D. It is, we do need to see more involvement of the youth. No question. But I still want to see some movement, some progress, some endeavor. It doesn't have to be a lot. It really doesn't have to be a lot. But I want to see the loan slots, and I want to see a little bit of opportunistic buying. If we don't get somebody, okay, but I want to see it.
Yeah. So, Tim, you make a good point, but this is why I think that people hoping in a market in January things are going to happen are a little deluded because based on the fact that Roy has now come out and said this is his final season, to sign a player long-term. Now, it has happened because as Enlise signed long-term contracts, Lerma came when we had no manager. I cannot see a high-level player, like a really good right-back, coming to Palace not knowing who the manager is going to be next season. I just don't see it. Loans, on the other hand, make more sense. They're short-term, plug holes. And of course, Parrish already said we're going out in the loan market. So for me, we get 2 loans in, I'm happy. I'm not looking for sign a single player because I don't think it's gonna happen. It didn't happen last year for Vieira until the last day. We got Ahamada. I just don't see it happening. I will take 2 loans, hopefully a right back and maybe a striker or a left-sided player. But besides that, I just don't see it happening.
That's well, in endeavor for me, Patrick, on this, I fully agree with you. I'm not expecting us to spend like £30 million, right?
Right.
But endeavor for me, if you get 1 loan that is like, let's say it's just a regular loan, but I would really like to see what would be a good indicator for me is find me somebody who's a loan with an option to buy. Like what I would really love to see would be like if you could go for, because PSG has opened that door, give me Hugo Ekitike with a loan on an option to buy, And let's make and see if there's a smart deal there. I mean, I don't know if there's going to be a deal there, but I no, Patrick, like, look, we shouldn't be delusional about it. We know that we follow Crystal Palace Football Club. Exactly. We know who we are.
Exactly.
So, yeah, but I agree with you there. Let me make one last thing, and then I got to get out of the way to let other people talk here. But for me, it is Brighton home next week. I mean, the Flying Rats are coming into town, so you have to go at them. They're a good team. They're a good team. I know they're a good team, but you have to go at them. You have to. I mean, this is one of the games of the season, and I don't know who made the point earlier, but they can be exposed over the top. They can be because they press so high.
Rich said that. He's right.
Okay.
Rich said that.
Right. I mean, he's exactly right. And if you are going to play some of the younger players, if you are going to get France in there, if Ebbs is going to come back, we can get them over the top. So go for it. Go get them. There are so many things I can put up with as a Palace fan, D. And if you give me real effort, if you give me real endeavor, and you give Brighton a bloody nose, I can put up with a hell of a lot. I really can. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think a lot of people will change, not their mindset, because for me, I guess this is a positive step. The subs he made, the result that we got, that is a positive step. But remember, it's just a step. For me, I need to see more than just this game. I need to see what we do against Brighton. Now, in Brighton, as Patrick said and others said, if we are struggling, if we don't use these youngsters, and if we go back to the old Palace and everything's, you know, goes back to normal, a usual Roy way, then, okay, that was great against City. But then again, nothing's really changed. And then my thoughts will still be the same with Roy. But if he sees the vision and finally realizes that these youngsters are not there to hurt us, they're there to help us, and that we should use them more, and he changes mentality, then that would be extra steps forward. But for me, I need to see more than one game. And Brighton game, I said it in the preview. I mean, me and Patrick done it. This same game was not free hit because, as I said, I mean, he hasn't won that many games against a lower league side. So it's like at some point, you need to pick up results somewhere. So it still meant something. And we did get a result today. But a Brighton game is massive for him. Because Brighton game, we get absolutely hammered and the performance is bad, then trust me, people will easily forget about the City game. The Brighton game has significance because it's against Brighton. So if you can get another positive performance, XG doesn't mean everything, but in terms of like, we actually look like a side that's willing to attack rather than defend 90 minutes with no attacking purpose. If you can do that against Brighton, more people will be positive. It's simple as that. It's all on Roy though, Tim. I don't know about you, but I said at the start of the show, I think this City game is going to be a massive moment. He either saves his job or he ends up losing it because I think C. Paris saw it. I think the fans have saw it. That if he gives a bit more faith to these youngsters, and rather than relying on the same old players, that some things can change and we might look a bit more dangerous, but that's all on Roy. And if he doesn't, I think he'll end up costing his job.
You might be right. And here's the other thing, and then I'll let you guys get back to it. If we start playing more of the youth, you sub them in, they get more minutes and they get more minutes in their legs, and we see more of these players, that gives me maybe possibly some delusional hope that, hey, you know what? January, here comes the FA Cup. Let's see him. Let's see him. Right? Let's see him.
But that's the big thing. If we do, the whole mentality and people complaining week in, week out, including me, it will change because I'm finally seeing a change.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
The least I expect you to do is make a change. But what we've been seeing, it's the same old thing over and over again. But today, he did have a bit more faith in youth. That's great. But now he needs to continue it. Because as you said, we look at the FA Cup. We look at the league. We look at some of these youngsters. Oh, I can't wait to see France develop. I can't wait to see Hamada develop. There's so many more positives to look forward to. But before the City game, there wasn't. Now, this is a big effort for him. And that's why I do think he's either going to save his job or cost his job, depending on how he does over the next, not 3 to 4 games, but starting with Brighton, you know, his mentality. Does it go back?
Yeah, I guess we'll see. I can't disagree with that, D. I mean, I don't know, but I think you're exactly right that there's real opportunity here. And I think like every Palace fan, I want to be able to carry this feeling. And then, of course, I'm going to be, because it's Brighton, I'm going to be yelling at my screen. And I want to see us like going at them. But look, I got to get out of the way. It's so good to see you guys. You guys are the best. Take care, man.
Take care, Tim. Thanks a lot, buddy. Take care.
All right.
That was Tim having to say. Oh, look, Patrick, I think we covered everything. And now is the big game. The game that we spoke about before even the City game, the Brighton game, where, you know, he needs to try and get a positive result. But also, for me, he has to give more faith to the youth. Of course, we'll do a preview. But now, how do you feel about the Brighton game after the City one? Of course, right now, you're happy. So has your mood changed? Are you a bit more optimistic? Or you just have to wait and see?
I always thought it was going to be a tough game. The positive for me, besides the kids, was the fact that Eze is obviously fit. So he'll be available on Thursday. Henderson was fit. Over Matthews, obviously, that was important. So that was good to see. And again, and the second thing again was back to the kids. I mean, the kids showed, you know, that they can contribute and they can be a part of it. So for me now, you know, I need more. Again, we got response against Liverpool, didn't get a point. Response then against City, got a point. The progression, buddy, is to get a win, right? You get a loss, you get a draw, you get a win. And against our biggest rivals, we all know it's going to be a sloppy game. We never play well against them as far as beautiful football, but we have gotten results against them in the past. And if it's not a draw, at the very least, I want to get a win. So it's a big game on Thursday. Massive, massive game. I'm much more positive about it than I would have been two matches ago, because I told you about that stretch. You know, I told you about Liverpool, City, Brighton, Chelsea, Brentford was going to be a stretch from hell. And we've maneuvered three of them and we've gotten 1 point. Am I doing the math right? No, we've got 1 point. Yeah, from the two games so far, with Brighton, Chelsea, Brentford to come. We got this with one win out of the five and 4 points, I'll be happy. So to me, if I want to take a win out of the next three matches, I'll take Brighton over Chelsea and Brentford, to be honest with you. So see what happens Thursday.
100%. And of course, we're going to be talking about it more. As always, people, we're going to wrap it up here, but there's nearly 200 of you here. So if you're new, subscribe. There's going to be more Palace content coming along the way. Hopefully a bit more positivity as well. And also, if you have enjoyed this, make sure to leave a like. Let's try to get over. We'll smash 150. I know that for sure. Let's try to get over 200. But look, that's it from me and Patrick. Thanks to every single one of you that's joined us today. We'll be back pretty soon, probably Monday, talking more about Palace. But from me and Patrick, and until next time, keep saying, people, up the Palace.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.